John Kirst, we talked about Triple Acid earlier on today about how she's going over there, but Clown McLeod, she has just absolutely destroyed this field in this race here in Hobart.
Yeah, Pete, I really thought she'd win, but I never, for a fleeting moment, thought she'd win by 13, but it's a pretty ordinary field too, so we won't get too excited just yet.
When Brendan pushed the go button, she really responded, and she was just doing... She was... The further they go, the more she'll like, probably.
Look, at the 600, I said to my friends that I was sitting there with, I said, this thing's cantering, you know, like, and... But look, I've said for a long time, she's pretty good horse, this thing. I don't know how good, but we've always had problems with her, you know, and we finally sort of think we're getting there.
Okay. Is it a mental problem with her? Is it an attitude thing, or is it just little niggly?
No, virals. Viral sort of issues, yeah. There's never been an injury or anything like that. You know, she won a second ever race start, I think, or something way back, and... She was always going to, but in those big races, like she ran fourth in the Oaks, I think it was, fourth or fifth, yeah. They were riding her forward, and I changed it last race and rode her back, and Brendan apologised today. He said she just pulled away to the front, and he said he actually turned around in the straight because he couldn't even hear me, he was that far away.
Well, she did win well. Now, obviously, there's a nice race for her next week as well, and maybe back in Hobart fortnight later.
Look, Pete, I'm not sure. I'm humming around which way to go. If we can sort of steal a couple of races along the way and give her a little let up, well, she might be a different Port Cup horse, you know.
All right. Well, that's a good target.
Yeah.
And take it from there.
Nothing like the hometown cup.
All right, mate. Well done on a great win by her today.
Thanks very much.